Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There was definitely something that happened to these people that was earth-shattering and completely has shaken up their lives.
If you want access to the best real ghost stories,
I think she was afraid that they were going to make her little friend go away.
Real accounts of the dead coming back to life.
She had a spirit that she had gotten very close with.
Real video and images of ghosts.
A little boy.
Then you need to be an extra podcast person, also known as an EPP. Sign up to be one for only $5 a month at ghostpodcast.com.
I stared transfixed as the mist began to gradually become more solid and translucent, and to my shock, more human in appearance.
Your support is what keeps our show on the air. For only $5, you'll have access to hundreds of EPP exclusive episodes, updated weekly, exclusive video content, and more.
Behind me in my kitchen, I hear a little girl say, "Are you my daddy? Where's my daddy?"
Keep us on the air and get access to the best ghost stories and more now at ghostpodcast.com. And thanks for your support.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also email in your audio file, record your story right there on your smart device, and then send an audio file to me, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. So lots of ways of getting those ghost stories to us. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again.
Hi.
What is it on ice cubes that once they've been sitting like in an ice cube tray for a little while and they're aged by, you know, I don't know, a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
The longer they get worse, but they get that weird flavor to them.
I don't know what that is. Is it something to do with like the coolant to keep the fridge?
I don't know. I had some ice cubes earlier today and just with some water, it's like, it's got that weird funk to it.
Yeah.
You know, and then like it ruins whatever drink you're having. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I got to dump this whole thing out now. I don't know if it's that or if it's like, because ice cubes do eventually evaporate in the tray. If you just like leave them sitting there for like a year or so, you'll have like nothing in that ice cube tray. So I'm wondering if it's more that's like the minerality in the water that just it's kind of coming to the surface and it's getting more condensed. And then you're getting more of that, those flavors coming out. I suppose it depends too if your water is super minerally or how pure it is.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about though, because I hate that.
It's just everybody knows that taste.
Yeah.
And there's like nothing like it other than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. 855-853-4802. I thought maybe I'd have a revelation and you would know the answer to it, but
sorry.
Maybe I had the answer to it all along.
Could be.
Do-do-do-do. The more you know. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here in the program to share your ghost stories with us or horror stories of ice cubes. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
Hey, Aunt Jenny and Uncle Tony. How's it going? It's Austin. I called him before about the jailhouse hunt in Windsor, Ontario. I have another story. This story could be a coincidence, like with what happens in it, or not. I don't know, but it's interesting. It's an interesting story. So, anyway, I'll get to it. So, I don't know if you're familiar with the show Deadly Possessions with Zach Bagans, but myself and a couple of my buddies, Mikey and Quentin, same guys that did the hunt with me, we ended up watching it, and this is the episode that they had. I think his name's Charlie the Doll. It's like the evil doll, and you look into his eyes, and like bad things happen to you, or like the things around you, or whatever. So anyway, we were watching that at Mikey's house. Mikey's house is his house has activity that happens there too. But we're so used to it now because we hang out there all the time. Like, oh, what was that? Oh, just footsteps, no big deal or anything. But whatever. Anyway, so we were watching the episode, and Zach Bagans put up a warning on the screen saying that he's gonna do an up close shot of the of Charlie's eyes, and like it's at your own risk to look at it. So at first we're like, yeah, we're not going to look at it. We don't want to, you know, risk anything. But then we all ended up looking at it, and, you know, we didn't really think much of it. We were like, yeah, no, we're not going to look. But then we did. So anyway, not even a half hour, it was probably a half hour later, we went out to a campfire with a bunch of friends, whatever. And this is a town in Southern Ontario. It's a country town, so like we have bonfires all the time. So we went out there, and then me and Quentin, we watched the episode together. Me and Quentin, we were walking back to the house. We weren't even out there for 20 minutes, and I look over to the neighbor's house because I see smoke. And at first, I'm like, well, maybe it's just the dryer, right? Like, you know, with the drying the clothes. And then I see orange in the window. So sure enough, I run up to the window. Yeah, stove's on fire. Nobody's home. So it was weird. So then I holler back to my buddy Quentin. I'm like, Quentin, call 911. And then he relays the message on to my other friends. And, you know, time the fire department gets there, the house, the side of the house, it's like huge fire, right? And, you know, when I saw the stove was on fire, I knew it was going to go up because at the time I was a student in a firefighting course and we were learning all about it. So the time the fire chief got there, everybody got there, the side of the house was all up on fire. And then a couple weeks later, like it did a lot of damage too, a couple weeks later, Mikey's like, you know, the night of the fire we watched... Sorry, I'm passing someone right now. The night of the fire, we watched that movie or that episode with Charlie the Doll. I'm like, yeah, well, that's kind of strange. How we watched that and then the house caught fire and we saw it, like, you know? Like, never in a million years I would have thought that I would have called it a house fire. And then he brought that up saying that we watched the episode and the house caught fire and it kind of all, it made sense, but like I said, coincidence maybe, I don't know, kind of strange. My dad, he's a firefighter, he went to the call, and he's kind of skeptical when it comes to paranormal stuff. It's more of a he'll believe it when he sees it type guy. But I told him what Mikey said, I told him, and he's like, yeah, well, you know what, that's kind of strange. So I don't know, I just kind of story I thought I'd share with you. Like I said, coincidence maybe, but kind of strange the night we watched the episode of with Charlie the Doll and how bad things happen, that happened. So I don't know, but I like I said before, love listening to you guys. Just got off an 8-hour shift again. I'm a line worker, so I'm on the line, and I listen to you guys and helps me get through the day. But anyway, thanks. I hope you had a chance to listen to this recording and see what you guys think. So thanks, guys, and have a good day.
Can I break into Wichita lineman now?
I don't know that it's the same kind of line.
Going on the line.
Is it like an assembly line?
Could be. I don't know.
I don't know. Everybody knows that I don't really believe in coincidence. So it's kind of like something was, you know, taunting, maybe trying to get him to go in there to put it out.
Well, it's interesting that it was almost like something good occurred out of it. The fact that he went there and caught this thing. If had he not noticed this, the whole house would have been probably gone.
Sure.
So in a way, you can look at it as, well, he was helpful to the situation, but at the same point, too, how did this thing start?
Yeah.
And why did it start that way? Or would this have ever happened to begin with had he heeded the warning of, I don't know. I don't know. It feeds more into your thing of can't watch this, can't watch that, because it might have real world consequences, which, you know, I agree with, but I don't want to agree with.
Well,
because I want to watch these shows.
I'm more likely to say no if it's something that will have consequences. I don't like scary stuff.
Sure.
So you can watch all the scary stuff you want, but when they start having people that are demonically possessed start spewing a whole bunch of stuff,
I don't like that.
I don't want that being said in my home.
I'm cool with that. I agree. I mean, I'm not cool with that. I agree with you.
Okay.
On that. It's just like, I want to watch The Conjuring too. So.
I told you to watch it in the hospital.
What? It's the worst place you could. If
what?
Just one moment. Of all the places, if we're going off of the mindset that you could watch this movie and bad things could start happening within the setting and the confines of the building you're watching it in, you're wanting me to watch it in a hospital.
You're already there if something
bad
happens.
I know, but there's a lot of other people there that could have bad things happen.
I'd rather not have whatever comes about in our house.
Sure.
So that's why I was like, oh, well, you're like on a little mini recuperating drugged up vacation. Why don't you go ahead and watch The Conjuring? Because that's just going to add to your, you know, morphine drip potency and have a lot of fun there.
Could it be really bad, though, too? I mean,
you chickened out and you didn't watch it on purpose. I told you to watch it.
I didn't watch it not on purpose. I think I was too, I was not in a place to pay attention to much of anything for more than like 10 minutes at a time. I was sitting there watching Frasier on my phone.
Yeah.
I didn't watch anything on the TV because the guy next to me was watching a lot of Matlock. And
oh, God.
I'm not even kidding. It was Matlock and Perry Mason. It was like a marathon or something on, I don't know, like Lifetime something. So just like, okay. So I turned the volume off on my little thing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't hear. So I was watching, I just had my phone set up and I was watching a lot of Frasier, but I could only get like 10 minutes into a Frasier before I would fall asleep.
Okay.
So I did think it'd be fun. I'd like to watch that right now,
uh-huh.
But there's no way I'm going to get more than 10 minutes into this without falling asleep.
Yeah.
So I declined to watch it. That, and I thought, you know, weird shit may start happening around the hospital, and I probably don't want to be the one that's like bringing that in here. So,
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Hi. Let's hear yours.
Everybody, just calling in to tell my story. When I was around 5 or 6 years old, I was living down in a little town in Mexico. I really don't remember the name of it, but my mother used to work at a bridal shop. And the way that stores were set up, they were consecutive to each other. So if you wanted to go to the next store, all we had to do was just get out of the building and walk right next door. Well, there was this one occasion where I wanted to go use the bathroom. And since our store didn't have a bathroom, but the next door neighbor did, he let us use his bathroom. And I remember that day, it was my mother, me, and the neighbor's wife who took me down to the bathroom because we were new to the location. So I was in there for maybe not even 5-10 minutes. When I was in the stall, the door bursted open like somebody had kicked it. And, you know, I was scared. I didn't know what had happened. You know, I didn't open the door. I didn't kick it. It was just like a gust of wind bursting it open. And I remember this white, I mean, extremely, like, I can't even explain it, but it was a bright white light. And there was this little girl standing in the white light. She had old Victorian clothing, all dressed in white, blonde hair, blue eyes. She was pale, pale skinned, kind of like Caucasian looking, I guess you could say. And she kept motioning me to me to come here, to go towards her. And every time she would open her mouth to, I guess, sort of speak, all I could hear were murmurs going around the room and in my ear. I couldn't understand, obviously, what she was saying with her voice, but with her index finger, she kept motioning me to go towards her, to walk towards her. Like I've mentioned, couple seconds ago, it was so detailed that I still remember how she looked like and what she was wearing. I can even recall her eye color too, which is like a blue eye color. So we're thinking that maybe she was from around the 1800s or before the Revolutionary War in Mexico, or however you want to call it. We figured out a couple days after that that she may have passed away there because it used to be a place where people from all kinds of, like, ranch-style land would come and sell their products, or they were coming from other different towns and staying overnight before reaching their final destination. And I think when a plague hit, it killed a lot of people. So, but we can't explain that white, bright light. We can't explain why she would appear to me underneath the bathroom sink. And when I screamed that there was a little girl in the bathroom, and my mom and the guy's wife came rushing in, nobody could see her but me. And the light started flickering on and off where it was in my stall, and I completely freaked my mother out. And she just, like, picked me up, and she's like, you know what, we gotta get out of here. It's like, this does not look good. It's like, I can't see the little girl. I don't know what she's trying to say or argue, because I was crying really bad. And so once she figured all that stuff out, we think that she may have died in there. When before the settings were constructed, the little stores, the individual stores. After that, we never saw her again, hopefully. And it was a great thing that we never saw her again. But till this day, after seeing that, it certainly did make me, I guess you could say, more open. Because now that I'm like 22 years old, I was working at a job at night by myself, and I saw her again. But this time, she came to me in a different way. But she never appeared as a little girl anymore. She was some, like, different kind of being. I can't explain it. But I guess we were lucky in a way that we didn't get to see her again as a human. At least, you know, until I reached my job. But it was completely hectic. She would throw stuff around. I would hear my name being called. She attacked my brother once when I brought him into work. She started taking the tricycle that they had for the pulley cart and rammed it into his ankle and cut open his leg. So I don't know if she had attached herself to me and only became active after I started working across the graveyard by myself. And I would like to hear some opinions. And if you guys got questions, please call me back. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. I love you guys.
I think it's attached to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if it were a human ghost that was conscious, it would just have probably stayed where it was. But this sounds like it's very ominous. Even when she saw it as a little girl, the beckoning, trying to get her to come with it, you know, that we've heard about that, trying to trick kids into coming and doing something that's ultimately dangerous or bad for the kid.
And it just kind of randomly shows its head.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, you know, attached to her, do you mean like it's always there, or just kind of like, you're on my list and I'm going to kind of show up every now and then?
Maybe more like that. I think if it were really the ghost of a little girl that had mm-hmm. died in that building,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it probably would have stayed in that building. But even if it was that, for it to show up where she is now,
doesn't make any sense.
No, it's something has attached itself.
So essentially, be aware and cautious of what this is, because it's probably not just a kind little girl.
No.
You know, asking for more Teddy Grahams.
No, she's hurting and attacking people.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing the experience with us. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, if you like this program, become an EPP, extra podcast person, up on our website at ghostpodcast.com. That's where you support the show, basically. $5 a month is all we ask. You to access to all of our bonus episodes, and even the ones that have fallen off of iTunes. We post those up there as well. So there's hundreds of episodes, 140-some EPP bonus episodes at this point, and also all the other stuff that's fallen off, and exclusive video, lots of good stuff up at ghostpodcast.com. And like I said, $5 a month is all we ask. That's what keeps this thing going.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chump.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Edward. I'm from New York, Pennsylvania, but I'll just tell the brief story. It started when I was 3.5, 4 years old, living in Staten Island, New York, in my backyard. My mother was watching me at the backyard from the kitchen window on the second floor. And I was playing in the yard. I was making sticks, making crosses out of sticks in the backyard, all across the yard. I covered the whole yard with it. And my mother was asking me from the window, "Son, what are you doing?" She see me making the sticks and then looking up, and I was talking to somebody. And then never been to church before, never been to Sunday school or anything like that. And I told her that I was talking to my friend Jesus. And she was taken aback because at the time, they weren't really like going to church or anything like that. Father was actually into some pretty bad stuff. You know, they were just pretty much the typical 70s hippies and everything. And then after that, several years later, 9 or 10, things actually got bad. I started having nightmares, you know, night terrors, as they call them. And then eventually, my parents was up at night trying to watch me, seeing what's going on. My grandmother was seeing what was going on with me. I was doing a lot of sleepwalking and screaming in the middle of the night. And I guess the climax of it all was me sleepwalking to a window and opened the window on the second floor, about to go out the window. And I was in a trance-like state. My mother was asking me, son, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm going to the green room. This place called Snug Harbor, old park, Staler, that used to live there and everything. And she said, green room's closed, son. I'm going back inside. She helped me back inside. And I was standing on a ledge. I don't know what was holding me back, but she got me back in. And from there, it escalated a bit to me barking, growling, putting pentagrams in my hands. And she's and my sisters, two sisters, are direct witnesses of me actually crawling up walls. My father, big black man, strong man, was actually sleeping in bed with his machete, afraid of me. And when I was 9 or 10 at the time, I was kidnapped during this time. For a brief period, the man brought me back home. There was a time lapse. There was memory loss. I don't remember a lot of what happened. I just know I was under a bridge between New York and New Jersey, Gothic Bridge, for quite a few hours. I'm thinking that maybe he was trying to sell me or something. I don't know. He was a Nigerian guy. And I don't really remember, but I do remember when he dropped me off back home. I told my parents what happened. My father, instead of feeling sorry for me, kind of just punched me in the face and everything else. He was a pretty violent guy. And I was outside, sitting out in the front of the house there and sitting out. And the same guy, probably about an hour later, as I'm recovering from my wounds on my steps outside, his car breaks down right in front of the house. And so I pointed out to my parents that the car is the guy, and the cops came and got him. And sure enough, this man was wanted in Nigeria for kidnapping. So thank God I got off lucky there. And those few years were pretty rough for me. I was still going through night terrors, trances, walking around, staring at mirrors for 3-4 hours at a time, not knowing, you know, finding myself in corners of the house, just my whole body in a corner, standing up. I would get feelings of numbness and a tingling in my body. And I'm sitting in the room with all my family, and I would start to just stare and start to scream on the inside, but it wasn't coming out on the outside. Something was basically taking over, and it was just lots of voices telling me, you want to be powerful, let's take over, et cetera. It was just straight torment constantly. And since I was, physically abused a lot, and there was a lot of sexual abuse going on, I felt like allowing them to come in would give me power, so I did. And that's why all this stuff started, I believe. Pretty intense stuff. There's a whole lot more. I finally got free of all that stuff eventually, and seeing ghosts, my grandmother, my grandfather once, during this time period, as a teenager, it kind of waned off no more. And then as an adult, when I was in the military, I was on leave, and just traveling with my buddy out to the desert, and we're heading to San Diego. And I seen it only looked like the Grim Reaper, I guess, out in the desert. And somehow, on the inside, I knew that while that thing was, like, hovering over us, because I was awake, I believe I was awake, and my buddy was next to me sleeping and looked over, And as the thing is, like, covering all the rest, like, honestly, his butt like up like it wanted to attack or something. For some reason, I have no idea, and I just screamed out, the blood of Jesus. I don't know why I said that. That sounds like some old, like, preacher type stuff, and I have no idea why I would say something like that, but I screamed that, and the thing just, like, totally dissipated, like, in terror. And I screamed it so loud, and my little toilet Camry, that I was kind of embarrassed, but at the time I was like, just, you know, I wasn't like a Christian or anything. I'm a Christian now. Like, well, I, you know, identify as a Christian. I believe in Jesus and all that. But then I wasn't, and so I was really embarrassed. And I looked over at my buddy, kind of, and I'm like, Dusty, did you hear anything just now? And he said, no, he didn't hear a thing. Okay. So I was a little embarrassed. That embarrassed me, but whatever it did, I guess it scared the bejesus out of, well, the bejesus literally out of this thing that was hovering over us. Now, like I said, like, as this thing was hovering over us, like, inside in my nowhere, kind of, I had a sense of knowing that while that was happening in a supernatural type state, in the natural state, I guess the product of that was I knew in my knower that somebody was planning or a group of people were planning to either kidnap us, take our identity, or, you know, identification card and stuff. We were close to the Mexican border, kind of like San Diego, but I don't know why I thought that, but it was just like, you just know that was happening, about to happen. If I didn't wake up, and we were, you know, and when I didn't get back on the road, that was going to happen at this rest stop. I just knew it. I knew it. When, so I just, you know, started driving on again to the next rest stop. There's a lot of other little things that happened as a kid. Bed shaking, levitating, voices, talking about how they're going to kill me, trying to drive me insane, basically. And the takeover, my mind as a child, it was methodical the way it was done. And I look back at it, and I think the parts of that have affected me throughout my life. And then I started trusting people and overthinking things. But it was a terrible ordeal. And a lot of things that happened to me, I see in some supernatural movies, which I still actually really like. I wouldn't want my kids to watch horror movies or anything, but that's how, like, I think it kind of started for me, watching scary, really scary movies like Evil Dead. But for me, I think that first paranormal activity, the first one, I think that was... That gave me the goosebumps, the way that girl started, the way that stuff started for her, that couple, the way she was being pulled off the bed, the way she was hearing things, the way she was walking around in a trance-like state, finding herself in other places of the house or outside the house. That's how that stuff really started. Whoever wrote that did an excellent job. A lot of the other stuff in Hollywood is really ridiculous, but yeah, that's pretty much it. So I thought I'd share it, because I haven't shared it with too many people in my life. All right. Thanks for time.
There you go.
You know, I wonder if he's not, unfortunately, one of those haunted people, because it sounds like things have just constantly, no matter where he's at, been going on. Mm-hmm. And he's also, you know, touched on some not so great experiences that weren't paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if some of the effects of that maybe help the whatever's attached on to him or follows him be stronger.
Well, I think what you have is a mixture of a little bit of everything, where you have something where someone's experienced a lot of trauma in their life. So then that's going to lead to just issues, you know, mentally and internally that, mm-hmm. that you have to fight, and not paranormal at all. that are just going to be, you know, haunting, for lack of a better term, but not necessarily related to ghosts. And then if you are someone who also has the bonus of being sensitive to these things, or these things and being attracted to that, you get that into the mix as well. And then good luck trying to have people understand and decipher the difference between something going on with you mentally from the trauma that you experienced, or paranormal, or validating, you know, it being paranormal, that a lot of the things just gets written off as being completely, it's all because of this or that, mm-hmm. When in fact you have both going on, you know, at different points in times. And I can imagine it being very confusing for the individual as well, sometimes, how to decipher what is going on. Is this truly paranormal, or is this just a facet of the trauma that I experienced, and now it's coming up in a form of a PTSD or what have you?
And they're interrelated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the trouble that you have in those situations, especially something like that where there's just so much there. But thank you for taking the time to share the experience with us. I hope in the smallest of ways, hopefully in a bigger way, but at least in the smallest of ways, it helped just kind of getting it out there and telling your story a little bit and sharing that with the wider audience. We do appreciate you taking the time to do that. 855-853-4802 is the phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. And that will wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you for listening. Thank you for enjoying the podcast. If you like the show, be sure to become an EPP, Extra Podcast Person, and get a whole lot more, 140-some episodes, almost up to 150 EPP bonus episodes filled with our best stories you can binge away. It's campfire season, so get that and tell Uncle Larry to shut up and just turn on our podcast when you're out there at the campfire, and then you'll get better ghost stories than the same ones you've heard over and over and over. That sometimes go nowhere from the relatives. So anyway, check that out, ghostpodcast.com. Your relatives will thank us, will thank you as well for turning us on at the campfire. So check it out, ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Jenny Brisky, I'm Tony Brisky. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.